Blog Talk Radio.
Over there, that ain't no lie. We're leaving here in a cloud of smoke, and the dust of the
want to ride? Do you want to ride? Do you want to come along with me? Hey, y'all, we about to go on a fantastic voyage, just like they said. Okay, we finna go on a fantastic voyage tonight, y'all. This is Diverse Music Showdown. Yes, one of my favorite shows that I love to play with, okay? Because I can play all kinds of shit up in here. Oh, and by the way, this show is uncensored, just like most of our shows are over here on Diversity of the Minds Blaze Neat Radio. This show is uncensored, okay? Because, baby, we about to get it in tonight, and I'm going to be cursing and saying all kinds of things. But, hey, for my normal listeners out there, my ride or dies, they already know how the diva gets down, okay? Okay, I got a sense of decide to, but tonight, y'all going to hear it a little raw. That's what it is, okay? But welcome, y'all, to Diversity of the Minds Blaze Neat Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, tonight we got a great show for y'all coming up. We're going to be giving y'all some of that 80s pop music, Zydeco, Blue. As you can see where I'm going, right? We're going to mix this thing up tonight. And, hey, we're just all over the place. And I love being all over the place sometimes. Sometimes, if it's a good thing. Okay. Yes, but we're all over the place tonight. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm so happy. All right, and so excited to have you guys in the building with us wherever you are rocking out tonight from. You got that that volume up high, and you're ready to get it in with this fucked-up-ass system that Blog Talk Radio. Well, hey, but at the same time, I pay them my money, and they still give me my shows, all right? Even though I don't like the quality of the whole everything sounds musically-wise, but hey, I still love Blog Talk Radio because they've been letting us hold our thing down, and we have been just able to be us. So I got to give y'all that Blog Talk Radio. Thank y'all, but y'all still need to fix y'all damn sound system because it's fucked. I'm just saying. Anyway, all right, y'all. All right, but like I said, I thank y'all so much for plugging in tonight. And y'all know how we always do it, how we always do it. We always got to make sure that we show God some love. We got to give him what's due to him, baby, okay? We got to do that because he's always in charge. And sometimes, you know, I have to pray before I get on here, and he knows what it is with me. I just don't do it too much, you know what I'm saying, as far as going too hard. But, yeah, he knows me. So I got to give him the praises and the glory for just seeing me through another day. I'm praying for you guys always, as well as my family and those that are sick. And I'm praying to a man that I know is going to make it right. You know what I mean? Humans ain't going to be able to do that, but he will. So we got to give him what's due to him. If you got through another day, through the end of this day, and you're here listening, you got to give him some praises and some glory and thank him for bringing you back to your destination safe and sound. Okay? All right. The next shout-out goes to my mother, Barbara Jeanette Wilson, who is no longer here. But she know what it is. I ain't got to go through all, you know, this long, drawn-out thing. She knows what it is with us, okay? But, Mom, thank you for always holding it down, even beyond the skies, all right? You are still holding it down. You're making your presence known, and we love it, we love it, we love it. All right, same thing with my mother-in-law, Hattie Mae Ballard, all right? She know what it is as well, so I ain't even got to get into all of that. And just recently, y'all, just this past weekend, we laid me and my brother's father to rest along with his other children. He's gone, you know what I mean? So he's in soul heaven with mom and them, and they rocking it out. And we love them, y'all, and just keep those extra eyes out for us, all right, because we need y'all. All right, to my family, y'all already know what it is. Y'all always know what it is. It's love, 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 love upon love, love, love. And to our listeners out there, we love you guys, and we thank y'all for always holding it down with us, especially our day ones, you know what I'm saying? We thank y'all for always showing this radio station love. Even if we ain't been on the airwaves for a month or 2 months or 3 months, y'all still go back to what y'all know and what y'all love, and I really respect y'all for that and appreciate that very much, all right? So listen, I got to do this, okay? I got to give y'all the number to call in tonight. It is an open mic night as well. You know, if you're an artist out there and you want to come on here and spit some bars, or, you know, you're into poetry, or you want to promote yourself, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, we ain't finna judge you over here. I promise you we ain't. All right, that number is 319-527-6171. Again, it's 319-527-6171. Call in. Promote yourself for free, all right? We got a fan base. Don't trip, all right? So call in and promote yourself. We're here. We're on the mic. Pass on your information, and we're going to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that our people get to you. All right? I promise you that. All right? So, listen, y'all, I got DJ B1 in the building. I'm not going to come to him right now, but I want to get y'all crunked up because it's about to be a ride. Fasten them seatbelts, damn it. Hold on to them damn wigs. And don't let them damn hats come off your head, because, baby, we about to get it in, all right? So here we are, y'all, with Phil Collins and, Phil Collins and Phil Bailey, okay? I always get that fucked up because both their names is Phil. All right, hey, Easy Lover, right here on Diverse Music Mix Showdown with the Dynasty Law.
You get a hold of me. Charlie is just a man, and he's I'm a long way from my lady, but I can always feel her presence. I don't care how far I go away. Now I got a letter today, and it made me feel so good when I read what the letter had to say. I'm gonna take the tension off you, baby, 'cause I'm on my way. Hey, baby, honey, I'm on the way. It ain't gonna take long. Can you hold yourself together and remember that I'm your girl? And when we make love tonight, we won't be dreaming. Girl, we'll be together. We're gonna make love all night until the morning. We can do no wrong, baby, 'cause I'm home tonight. Where your man is home. Oh, girl, your man is home tonight.
Come
Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute because I don't trust Blog Talk Radio, so I can be doing all kinds of stuff in the background. I ain't trying to have everybody hear, okay? Right. Get your mind out the gutter. Anyway, y'all, I'm back. This is the Diamond Diva, and we're broadcasting live from Houston, Texas tonight. Y'all have entered the building of Diverse Music Mix Showdown. It's a Diverse Music Mix Showdown, y'all. And we're doing the thing tonight. We're taking y'all all around the world with music that we all know, we've all heard, you know what I'm saying, and we groove to still to this day. So that's what we're doing. We're giving you some pop. We're giving you some blues, some Zydeco. We've yet to get to all of those other tracks, you know what I'm saying? But yes, I mean those genres. But we have definitely given you guys some pop, some R&B, just a little R&B. A blues track as well as a rap track, all right? So we're just beginning, all right? So I want y'all to hold on tight because we ain't made it there yet. We ain't made it there yet, but we damn near on our way, okay? So listen, again, this is Diversity of the Minds Blazing Eve Radio. If y'all would like to call into the station to present a shout-out, if you got a song request or you got something on your mind or whatever it is, all right, you want to promote something or, you know, give us a little sample of what you're doing in the background as far as music is concerned, you can call us up at 319-527-6171. The lines are open tonight, okay? They're open, so take advantage of that, all right? And if not, it's all good. As long as you're listening in from the links, we cool, all right? You my brother, you my sister in the struggle. We cool. All right, just listen in from the links, all right? So it's cool. All right, listen, y'all, I got to go ahead and bring in DJ B1. DJ B1 has he has several shows under this station, and one of those shows he does every Saturday night, y'all, and he brings the funk like the funk is supposed to be brought. That's what DJ B1 does, all right? And he also has some other shows that he does from time to time. But, yeah, that's the main show. Well, we got him in the building tonight, and that's only for those people that are just tuning in and y'all don't know who he is. This is him. DJ B1, the Chameleon. How you doing?
I'm just good, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the Chameleon's in the house. And
yeah.
I'm Johnny the Diamond Diva. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm Johnny the Diamond Diva. But you know what? It's one thing I like about, you know, when you do the diverse show and I do the hot mix, I'm just like you. You know what I'm saying? You can just get off and just play all kind of shit and just enjoy your damn
self. Absolutely. Yes.
Don't have to
that's
stick
what makes
one
it
thing.
Exciting. Yes. Whatever
yeah,
you're
I
feeling.
Know Yeah, I know as a DJ, you know what I'm saying, that's the kind of shit that make you feel good, man, you know, because you be having so much shit in your head and you just be wanting, you in the studio and you be passing all of this shit. Oh, shit, damn, you know, I won't play this. But you can't play it because you got a certain show going on. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to follow suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but these kind of shows, yeah, I know we absolutely enjoy bringing y'all out there. And, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, listen, while you're on the line here and you're live, first I want you to give some shout-outs if you need to do that, and also tell everybody about your show that you host every Saturday night, especially for the listeners out there that are new or, the ones that's just passing by.
All right. Well, you know, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to the glory of God, you know what I'm saying, that brings us here, wakes us up in the morning, puts bed at night. And if it's our glory tomorrow, he'll wake us up again tomorrow. If not our glory, then he's going to bring us home. So shout-out to him. Shout-out to my family, my girls, my son, all of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandchildren and so forth
mm-hmm.
and so on. Shout out to
mm-hmm.
my family. Some of the people that I can't shout out at that I still call family, I'm going to call y'all family, don't have to mean that you're blood or not. So
mm-hmm.
family is family, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I love you guys very much. Want to give a shout out to you know, my peeps that's, you know, in soul heaven, and it's too many of them to name.
Yes.
But, I all of y'all in soul heaven up there listening down on us and praying down on us, I appreciate y'all and y'all legacy y'all's legacy will never, ever, ever be forgotten. It's many of y'all up there. So
no doubt.
Big shout out to you guys. Yeah, so, and hey, the show that I do the most on a regular basis is called Funkin' for Fun. And it's on Saturday at 9 o'clock. And it's just what it is. I'm funkin' for fun. I play that old school skating music, old school basement party music, kick your shoes off, and like the diva said earlier, take your watch off because you don't even know what time it is, and just have some funkin' for fun kind of thing going on. And I also host Hot Mix, Jazz Ubiquity, and I'm co-host with the Diamond Diva on talk shows, and yeah, the chameleon is in many places. That's what it is. That's why they call me the chameleon.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, listen, y'all got to know DJ B1 just a little bit. And y'all, if y'all want to check him out, man, and you want to follow him, or you just want to stay in touch with DJ B1, tell them where they can find you at on social
media. Well,
you can
find me.
Even though you're not on there that, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can find me by my slave name, my Negro name, Billy Ballard. You can find me on Facebook at Billy Ballard. I am on Instagram, The Chameleon, and those are the two that I am on, and you can follow me or request me there or jump in my box or whatever you want to do.
All right. All right. Hey, you heard it from DJ B1, and this is Diversity of the Minds Blaze Knee Radio, and y'all are in the mix tonight with the D-Box. And we're doing that diverse music showdown where we're just taking you all around the world. Whatever we feeling tonight, we're going to give it to you, and we know you're going to love it, all right? So, if you got a shout-out, if you got a request, or if you just want to promote something or whatever it is that you're trying to do to get up in the game, you know what I'm saying? You can call us up at 319-527-6171. We are here. We got an hour and 11 minutes left here live on the airwaves. Get it in, or just sit back and get it in. Here we are, y'all, with that Stanley Clark, I Want to Play for You, right here on Diverse Music. We'll be right back.
They call me Woodland.
make her feel good, baby. She says she got that good. Ooh. Yeah. She make that wood feel good. That's why she want it again. Yeah. She says she got that good, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. She make that wood feel good.
Throw it up if you make a feel with us. All metal two steps. We make them wild out of joy like the way we ride. Then you can ride out. Put that wood in your life. Got you telling your friends. That cut wood got a hook, so she wanted a gift. Can't no beer do it better. I put that on whatever. Never like the mother fella. Rebel. They ain't on my level.
Good man.
With it, baby. I don't play no games. You either do it right. How you spelling my name?
Yeah.
Cheetah. Yeah, that took me way back. Yeah, baby, she's a man eater, honey. You better watch out, because she'll chew you up. I promise you she will. She ain't playing with your ass. Fuck out of here. Anyway, welcome to Diverse Music Showdown with yours truly, the Diamond Diva, y'all, broadcasting from Houston, Texas, and all over social media as well, even though I ain't live over there. But y'all know I'm broadcasting, okay, because I done put the links out there, everything. Y'all know what it is. All right, that's where I'm at, y'all. I'm everywhere, okay, and I am bringing y'all the show tonight. I hope that you guys are enjoying yourselves, because I am definitely having a ball in this studio just playing with music tonight. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Hey, if you got a request, if you have something that you would like to promote, if you're an artist out there, whatever it is that you are and what you do, I don't give a fuck if you are a stripper, a ditch digger, you know, I don't know. I don't give a fuck, all right, period, all right? I just want you to know that this platform is open for you to come over here if you ain't scared, all right, and broadcast your business, okay? That's what this station is all about, okay? So we ain't going to judge you, all right? And trust me, our faithful listeners, our day ones, they ain't finna judge y'all either, all right? They're going to go along with shit, you know what I'm saying, pass you around to somebody else that, you know, may can use you. All right, that's what they going to do, okay? Or maybe, they may be interested themselves, but whatever it is, whatever, okay? We don't judge, all right? So you got the number. Call us up tonight. We have 53 minutes left here live on the airwaves because we always take it into another part of the show, which is the back room, and we play more music or we talk more, whatever. Whatever it is, all right? But if you ain't in the studio by the time this show is over with, you will not get back there. But if you are in here 10 minutes before we go off the airways, you'll be in the back room and you'll hear it all straight raw. That's just the way it is. All right. Listen, again, that number is 319-527-6171. I still got DJ D1 rocking it out with me. He's always rocking it out with his diva. Trust me, he is, all right? And if I'm slipping, he going to catch me. You better believe it. DJ B1, the chameleon, is in this motherfucker, y'all. He in here. You better say something. Say it.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm the backup man, so that means I get. I catch whatever that's not in the front, and my Diamond Diva, I got her back all the time. So you better believe that shit. So whether
already.
It's good, bad, or whatever it is, you know what I mean. Okay. I got the Diamond Diva. So anyway, we doing the damn thing. The Diamond Diva's on the ones and twos right now. You know. I want to go back to, that track, the first track that you played off the break, you know what I mean?
I want to
play for you. Yeah.
Oh, shit, DJ. Okay. You hit a note, baby. Shit.
Yeah, that was one of my theme songs off my Jazz Ubiquity thing back in the day. So, hey, reason I brought that up is because, we got like 8 years or so of archives. If you want to go back and listen to the archives, pioneers on the internet radio station, if you want to go back and listen to some of those shows in the beginning and catch up to where we are right now, you're welcome to do so, and I encourage you to do so. Go back into the archives.
Please.
When you ain't doing nothing, you know what I mean? Shit,
absolutely.
If you ain't doing nothing, go ahead and do that, you know what I mean?
Y'all going to get our whole damn history. Shit, y'all can write a book on each episode. They can write a book on this motherfucker. I promise you they can, because, baby,
mm-hmm.
This radio station has had their highs and lows, but we still here.
Right. Yeah.
Still here.
You can, you go back to the archives, you can see the growth, from where we started to where we are now. We was good back then too, but it's even better now, and it's getting better and better because of the Diamond Diva is always thinking. She's thinking ahead all the time. So guess what? We got some shit coming up in the near future that I'm sure the Diamond Diva is gonna tell you about at the time that is right to tell you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you, DJ B1, for putting that out there. I'll get to that a little bit later, but I want to run through these callers, all right? They're actually still on the line. We're going to bring in a caller here, y'all, and this person are these two individuals. I know exactly who they are, okay, but I ain't going to say no name till they come on. Yeah. But to make a long story short, they have been here at the beginning of time. They've been here when the station first broadcast it live on the airways. They were here, and they have always been affixed some way or another with this radio station, as well as my life. I love them to pieces. No matter where we are, no matter if we don't talk a lot, I love them to pieces. But they are in the building, and I'm gonna let them or him. It may be just him, whoever. I'm gonna let them represent. All right, because they do it better than me.
Yeah.
You are now on Diversity Mix.
Without even saying any names, I know who it is.
She met me.
King. I knew it.
It don't take a rocket
science. What it do? What's happening? What it is? What it do?
Hi there.
What it is? How we living?
We living good.
Love.
How y'all living?
Happy late Easter.
You got the fiance and the twin here. You know what I'm saying? We got cheesecake, wine, and we just turning it up with the music tonight.
What you say?
The first year of the Bond Radio Network. Big fact. You know what we do?
We're
going to light it up.
Hey, before we go any further, y'all, I want to just let our listeners know, first of all, y'all, okay, I want y'all to just hold tight because I got my peep in the building, all right? Y'all got to take a piss break or, you know, a refresher drink, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Go outside and argue a little bit. I don't know, okay? But I got my people on the line for a minute, and this is about to go somewhere else just for a little bit, and I may be unprofessional, and maybe it may be some people probably stop following me tomorrow, but please. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We real over here, and that's what it is, all right? You want entertainment? Here's the fucking entertainment, all right? So sit back, relax, and, hey, it's all fucking good. Go, cousin. Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? What's good? I'm blessed and highly favored, let me tell you. When things, think it's going left, it's going up. It's going all the way up.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get married in 3 months.
Hold on, where my tamarind is? You better believe it.
He did say that he got the twin and Beyonce in the house. I think I heard. Ain't that what I heard?
Oh yeah, Beyonce and the twin in the house.
Oh, I thought he said Beyonce.
You know, reintroduce y'all to my
Beyonce.
Say twin and Beyonce, but I, you know, not the Beyonce from Houston. You know what I'm saying?
But
Beyonce. But
she was LA. You know what I'm saying? Let me let y'all introduce y'all to my fiance. We're getting married in 3 months, by the way. You know what I mean? So
fiance.
I'm blessed and holly.
He didn't say Beyonce. He said fiance. Fiance, okay. I thought you said Beyonce.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
We're doing fine. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm changing my tone. What the fuck? Like, oh, my gosh. Okay, but anyway, they already know who I am, and they know how I changed it up, all right? One minute I'm Becky. The next minute I'm Felicia on the street, you know what I'm saying, with a motherfucking, you know, gat in her hand. Whatever. They know. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good.
You're good? Oh, my gosh. Okay. So whose fiance are you?
CJ. Well, Claw Dogs.
No.
Okay.
So he wants me to do it. I am. King's wife.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. What the hell going on up in here? All right. Listen. It's y'all calling to promote some shit because sis sound good. Okay? She took your job, folks. All right? And, girl, I'm going to pay you for it. All right? I'm going to pay you just for saying what you just said. Say it again so the people can hear you. Say it again. Say it louder this time.
King.
Oh,
shit.
Rock with that shit. I don't hear my cousin saying nothing. That means something
that's
wrong,
my
baby.
That's my baby.
You
sister.
Better say it. You better
you
say it,
I mean?
Your damn baby, okay? You better say it, damn it. But anyway, y'all,
yeah.
Hey, listen. Listen, man, y'all know how this station works, right? We do have a back room, right? And I want to hang out with y'all a little bit. And
yes, that's what we doing. We got the wine. We got the drink. We got the food.
Okay.
We listen to good music. We've been, you know, hold on.
And my
you can't forget your
I was just about to ask about him.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, what's up, y'all, man? This is a serious one right here, man. How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, TJ? That's the other side of the twin. They got the crazy
Mr.
one.
Mr. Political, Mr. Philosophy, Mr. Get Your Shit Right, you know what I mean? Like, Mr. Tell a white man like it is, you know.
Mm.
I'm doing good.
Oh, wow. I love it, y'all.
You know, we just over here just listen to the station and stuff like that. Hey, big ups for the Queen Diva and stuff like that, DJ B1. They always on the mixtape.
Thank
with
you.
Stuff. You know,
thank
family, you know how we keep it up. You know, it's the best radio
Absolutely.
Station ever.
It is. Because we know how to change up, okay?
Yeah.
We ain't just one way. We ain't like no Ma and Paul type of motherfucking radio station, okay? So don't get it twisted, okay? All right? Yeah, we radical up in this bitch, okay? We talk about police brutality, all that shit. Ain't nobody got time to be talking about somebody jumped out of a nigga wonder because, yeah, and I said nigger. That's why I told y'all at the beginning of this station when we first started here tonight. You know what I'm saying? That
we're
going to be doing
some
cousins, okay? There's going to be some shit going on up here. But anyway.
Tell these white motherfuckers to hand me my damn stimulus.
Oh, Lord. You know what, y'all? We got so many different places to go. I'm so confused. Because tomorrow is our actual Thursday night show, The Shenanigans Show, right? And we do all kinds of things over there. We talk about this type of stuff over there on Thursday nights. But this station here, I mean, you know, because we're so diverse, this show tonight is Diverse Music Mix Showdown, right? So that's why I wanted to keep y'all here on the air so we can take it into the back room and kind of warm up for tomorrow because I'm expecting for you guys to be there. Go ahead.
You know us, man. Like we all three gonna, all four of us gonna bring that heat. Everybody that's on the panel, we all keep it
all
real.
Right.
If you get offended, then you need to get out your feelings, man. You know, if you're a man and you're in your feelings, then grow some balls. You know what I'm saying? You're a woman. You know what I'm saying? Get your womanhood up. You know, we keep it real. We tell the truth. You know what it is.
You better believe
that's
it. You
good.
Better believe
that's
it, y'all.
Good.
And that's what y'all gonna get, y'all, right here on Diverse Music Mix Showdown. Listen, y'all, I gotta go back into the music real quick here because, hey, we got the back room and we're gonna take it to a whole nother level. But y'all, stay tuned, plug in, and hey, we finna do the damn thing. We're gonna slow it down just a little bit, y'all, with that maze, your own kind of way, right here on Diverse Music Mix Showdown with yours truly. The Diamond Diva. Ooh, baby, yes. Talk to me, baby.
Everyone must make Cinderella's Eva on the radio, bringing the heat from every show. She popping about the man for keeping shit really raw. From hosting the dopest artist interview talk show. Growing a second weekly playlist, now don't you know? Yes, the Diamond Eva, one of the best in the business. In first city, I'm the mind's blazing heat. Radio, blazing heat, radio, blazing heat, radio.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and always right here on Blog Talk Radio.
We run this shit, always have, and always will. We are.
If you don't know, now you know. Hey, that was a little, promotional ad, y'all. That's where y'all can check us out, all right, on Instagram, Facebook, and yeah, LinkedIn, and always, always right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Diverse Music Mix Showdown with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. We are broadcasting, as always, from Houston, Texas. And we're putting it down as best as we possibly can tonight. All right, I'm all over the place with my head and this music. So y'all just never know where the hell I may take you. I may give you more of this than, you know, and less of that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just what I'm feeling. And that's why this is called Diverse Music Mix Showdown. We do hope that y'all are enjoying the show tonight. And if you are, I want to give you the opportunity, right, if you haven't already done it and found it on your own, to follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. There is a follow button. If you're listening in outside of the studio and you're on the link, there is a follow button at the top of the screen. Hit the follow button right there where the display screen is at, right? It's at the top. Hit the follow button and follow this station. Listen, I have to address this and say this right now because we've had people, you know, that have been inboxing me and, you know, they have had some issues with following this radio station. If you cannot, if it's asking you to sign in on Facebook, right, with your Facebook account, and it doesn't work that way, all right, then you sign up through just your regular email, okay? You have to sign up through your regular email or just get an entire whole new account. You got to get an account here on Blog Talk Radio. So those are some issues, you know what I'm saying, that we've had to deal with, you know, have to deal with in the past. But at the same time, whatever it takes, just follow the station, okay? So whether you do it by, you know, typing in your email address and that's it and getting a whole new account in the process, or whether you plug in through your Facebook account. Whichever way it is, you'll get the emails about the station, okay? So when we go live on the airwaves, when we have a show that is coming up for later that afternoon or whatever, or that evening, you will get that email, all right? And you'll be able to plug in or either just, you know, check us out on replay, all right? But either way it go, we got you on lock, and we hope that y'all got us on lock as well. We getting it in tonight, y'all. We are getting it in tonight, and that's just what the fuck it is, all right? So listen, I do got DJ B1 still in the building rocking it out with me, and I also got my cousins, y'all. They all the way from Cali, y'all. You see how we can reach out and touch each other? We ain't even got to be in the same motherfucking thing. But, yeah, they in the building, y'all. They are here, and we are having a wonderful time getting in this old school music. What y'all think? Because y'all know right now I'm feeling some type of way.
Oh, well.
So somebody
hey,
talk.
You know what? Okay, let me go first. And let me but I don't know what the fuck you doing over here. You know what I'm saying? You went somewhere, you know what I mean? That shit goddamn. Get off your ass and jam. That's something that, you know, the roof is on fire. We don't need no motherfucking, we don't need no water. Let the motherfucker. That's on that kind of type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you better believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
then you come with that, the Diamond Diva. Oh, man, you burning this shit up. Come on. Somebody else.
Thanks.
Can't stand the heat.
DJ B, you know what, DJ B? Well, I'm gonna tell you what I love about you. One thing, you are really like the hype man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be hyping me and pumping me up and stuff, and I, you know what I'm saying? You be having all the little gold stars and shit around my head. That's what you do for me, DJ B1, and I fucking love it. Keep it going, okay? Keep it going, DJ B1. Don't you lose that.
That's why I'm fucking here.
Okay.
Okay. All
right,
okay.
He said that's why I'm fucking here. He said that shit, and he meant it. All right, listen, DJ B1 is here with me, y'all, and we doing our thing. But we got our cousins on the airways, and, yeah, I just want to see what's going on with them. Y'all ain't crossed over yet, you know what I'm saying, with that alcohol, that wine, that cheese and shit. Ain't nobody in the bathroom. What's up, y'all?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, you already know what we did. We already on here. You know what I mean? We lit. We turning up. Look. Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
We turning up. I was like, hold on. Here's a pause. But we up here loving it. So loving the music. Yeah, and another thing, too, you was playing a little bit, used to be my girl. That's by Earth, Wind, and Fire, correct?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry out there. I'm sorry. I was watching the Izzy Brothers versus the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah.
With
T-Power
versus. And it was playing some. And I was like, man, that's like DJ B1, man. He'd be playing like good music. Good tunes.
You'll never see that again. You know what I mean? That is such a freaking classic. Earth, Wind, and Fire doing a versus with the Isley Brothers. Come on. In the modern day.
Yeah, that wasn't even a verse. It was an Easter mini concert.
But did y'all see Steve Harvey at the cigar? And Steve Harvey was over there getting that.
he was all up in his business, baby. He was feeling somebody's shit. My shit.
Back in the day. Back in the day. That's where he was. I was, too. We were sitting over here in the backyard. With the wood burning in the backyard, it wasn't cold, but you know what I mean.
Yep. But you see the music
shit
nowadays. The music nowadays is lick me, touch me, feel me, this that, touch me. Back in the day, it was subliminal. You need a condom just to listen to half that stuff on your ear, going through your eardrums. You know what I mean? But you know, back in the music, it was real love, real soul, real feeling, real emotion. You know what I mean? Real mindful.
Yeah.
You know. It wasn't none of this nasty stuff going on and explicit stuff, but it was real love. You know, like Betty Wright said.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? What did Betty Wright say? I'm sorry, Sarah. The man that is sleeping in your bed, that's mine. From his head to his toes, that is mine. the food that's in his belly, I feed that. The bills that pays him to drive that car, I pay them.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that part. She wanted you to know what it was, all right? This is what it is, okay? Why you thinking you got you a Mr. Good Stuff, okay? He broke, busted up, okay? I'm taking care of him, all right? But anyway, okay, that part. But, yeah, I mean, But you know what? But this is the way that this station rocks, and y'all know that. You know what I'm saying? We always try to keep it with that old school flavor, right? Because it's just so much, you know, shit going on right now that I'm not even understanding half of this music. And that's why we try to keep it, you know, the way we have it over here
about keeping it PG. It's about playing real, genuine music that touches the spirit, that touches the soul, that enriches the soul. You know what I'm saying?
You can reminisce on it. You know what I'm saying?
This is lifetime music that's been played for generations. You know what I'm saying? For over probably 30, 40, 50 years. You know what I'm saying? None of this crap.
Like,
None of this stuff played years from now. Yeah.
You mentioned one thing. I'll make this short. You mentioned one thing, you know what I'm saying? They kept it clean, but it wasn't clean.
Yeah, they kept.
You had to use your imagination. They didn't just spread it out for you. They didn't just put it out there for you. But you know what I'm saying? Making love between the sheets. I mean, that's nasty. Ain't that nasty? Okay. So, I mean, you know, they just didn't tell you how to stick it in. You know what I mean?
They
just didn't tell you how to stick it in. Yeah.
You know how many babies you made off that record?
Yeah. I think I made one somewhere. I don't know. Man, yeah, I don't know where he is, but he is. No, I'm just joking. I'm playing.
There's so many babies made off that record. Or what's that one? Thea Marie. What's that thing? With Rick James. Oh my goodness.
Fire and desire.
Passionate. That's passionate love right there. You took your time. You wasn't rushing things. You took your time. And I'm sorry for out there. Y'all better get your listening ears on. Back in the day, take your time. You know what I mean? You don't want no
they
1 minute.
Do that.
Minute
they
5 minutes.
That.
Two minutes, three minutes.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking some red sangria, Stella Rosa.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
Yes,
okay.
That's why he ain't never
well,
drinking tonight.
I'm drinking some Paul and some Canada Dry with a little splash of lemon.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm drinking. Okay. So yeah, everybody's doing really good. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it's okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what? When you have just a glass of wine, the feeling is just it's inevitable. You know what I mean? It's just calming and soothing, and you just sipping and you're having a good time, and it's just the feeling. You know what I mean? And that's what it's a nice boutique, great taste.
He got the fiance over. I'm finna break it down to you. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't saying it like this, but I'm finna break it down to you. He got the fiance over there, and they're drinking wine. And guess what? They're really getting in the mood. They're getting in the mood, y'all.
Yeah, get this.
Well, you know what? Listen, y'all. I need y'all to keep your panties on and keep your boxers on. Or, you know what I'm saying? If you don't wear no damn panties, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's easy access. All right, whatever.
You know,
okay, but
you
I need y'all
song.
To pull that back up. I don't give a damn about no song, okay? I'm finna get these people this song, okay? P-Y motherfucking T, okay? By Michael Jackson, all right? P-Y-T, and when we come back, and everybody that ain't on this... P-Y motherfucking T, all right? And everybody that's outside the studio and you don't want to come up in here because you, I don't know, that part, are there some ghetto, whatever the fuck it is, all right? You're not going to get in the back room until tomorrow, all right? Or maybe later this evening, you know, if you're scrolling Facebook. But right now, we're going to take this into the back room in just a little bit. But we're going to give them that P-Y-T by Michael Jackson
P-Y-T.
Right here on Diverse Music Mix Showdown, y'all, with the Diamond Diva. There it is, y'all. Stop playing. Stop playing with this.
Love.
courtesy of the Mind Blazing Heat Radio, ringing in your ears tonight. Broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, y'all just heard that Michael Jackson, P.Y.T. Pretty Young Thing, all right, for all of those out there, you know what I'm saying, that don't understand what that means, okay? Yeah, Pretty Young Thing, all right? Y'all heard that right here on Diverse Music Mix with yours truly, the Diamond Diva, y'all. Hey, I don't know about, you know what I'm saying, y'all out there tonight with the music, but I have been rocking it out. I'm enjoying everything that I have been playing tonight, and I'm going to enjoy even more of the music when I get into the back room. And that takes me to this, all right? If you did not call into this station tonight, and you are still here on this airwaves live in this studio to where I can see your number, you will not be able to hear this broadcast until later on tonight if I post it, all right, or tomorrow if you're just surfing Blog Talk Radio and you want the replay. You will not get in here and hear anything that's going on in this back room until then. But I hope you like it because we all be playing over here, y'all, especially in that motherfucking back room, damn it. We let it all hang out, all right, shit, you know, panties coming off and shit, ding-a-lings, you know, coming out of the motherfucking boxer shorts, all kinds of shit. That's what we do in the back room. Even if you can't see it, that's what the fuck we do, okay? So, hey, listen, but with that being said, I really honestly want to thank everyone, all right, that is plugging in from the links tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening to give me some of it, all right? I appreciate that. The radio station appreciates it, and we love y'all, man. We absolutely love and adore y'all. My Bluetooth is going out on me, and I'm hearing it beep, and so, and if I'm kind of like away from, yeah, here we go. I'm sorry, guys. My bag. You know, we have those mishaps on the airwaves. But anyway, I love you guys. And y'all catch this show on replay because, yeah, it'll be posted later tonight, all right? So we love y'all. Keep God first in everything that you do, all right? Stay prayed up. Pray for each other and make sure that y'all keep our brother in Christ, X, one of the best to do it, y'all, all right? Keep him in your prayers because he definitely needs it. His family needs it, and we need to gather around them just like we would do anybody else, okay? And that's real shit, all right? So keep him in your prayers as well as everybody else that are going through it tonight, you know. Just keep them in your prayers. That's all I can say, all right? This is the Diamond Diva. We're signing off into the back room, and we will see y'all tomorrow on Airwaves, all right, for Thursday Night Shenanigans, y'all, where we're getting it in all the time. We're talking about all kinds of shit. We ain't got nowhere we're going specifically. We just talk about whatever comes to mind. And we play music, too. So y'all check that show out tomorrow. I will be posting the link to that show tomorrow afternoon sometime, as well as giving you a little bit of information about what's going to be going on, all right? So check us out tomorrow night, Thursday Night Shenanigans, right here on Blog Talk Radio with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. DJ B1, go ahead and say your goodnight stop to the people.
All right. Well, you know what? Hey, you know, we have enjoyed you guys out there, and we know that you have enjoyed us as well. Be safe out there. I don't give a damn what they tell you. Mask the fuck up, you know what I'm saying, until this shit is clear. We don't know when that's going to be, but until then, mask the fuck up. And, hey, be safe out there, and let's make it through this 2021 because 2020 was zero, okay? That's going to go down in history in my books as zero. That motherfucking shit did not exist because it fucked us up. But at the same time, 2021 is looking good. And what we want you to know right here at Diversity of Minds Blazing Heat Radio is that we love you and ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
Thank you, DJ1. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Chloe Weezy and my cousin. My other favorite cousin, all right, parents. I love you guys, and thank y'all so much for being a part of the show tonight and just giving us some of y'all time. But y'all are live. Go ahead and let everybody know what it is. Are y'all on the airwaves? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Either they have their phone on mute or they. Did you hear something? All right, let me go back. Hello, you are live on the airwaves.
King, right here on Diversity of the Minds Radio Network. What's poppin', y'all? We good tonight, you know what I'm saying? Little bit.
You know what? All that shit you just, listen, cousin, all that shit you just said, that shit sounds fake as fuck, okay? What the fuck was you doing? Was you on the other motherfucking line?
No, I was calling you motherfucking night. I had dropped my feezy. I kept the wine in hand.
Okay, well, as long as you kept your wine, I'll let you slide, all right? Listen.
Yeah,
but...
I can't stay in the flow, honey.
Yeah. I want you guys to go ahead and give your shout outs and everything and tell everybody what you're doing and where they can find you.
Right now I currently have my album out, Friday King, on Friday King DistroKid Records. It's available on all major platforms. The clothing line is also available on FridayKing.BigCartel.com. And we're doing really big things. The record Clawville is out, my first single off my album, debut. So you guys go and get it, debut it, and it's always hashtag Diversity of the Minds Radio Network or hashtag Claw Dog 5SK.
Awesome.
So, you know, it's doing good at numbers, so I just want to thank Diversity of the Minds Radio Network for my first project, which is, you know, led to my second project, to my third project, and I just want to thank all the Diversity of the Minds radio listeners since day one. You guys have been rocking with me personally and rocking with my cousin and my uncle DJ B1 and my brother and Furious One. And, you know, we just want to thank you to the bottom of our hearts. You know, you guys are number one. So without you guys, we wouldn't be here. So, you know, almost a decade later, hey, we're still here in the building. We appreciate you guys. Tell your mama, sisters, aunties, uncles, baby mamas, nephews, nieces, uncles, nephews. Tell them to come to this radio station because you're only going to get the real. We need to listen to that fake. You're going to get the real here, the real-ish, you know, raw talent. We got the best people coming on here. We've interviewed the best booksellers, rappers, artists, songwriters, singers, business owners, entrepreneurs, college students, everything right here. And you can get your business right here. And call in. Just call in. That's all you got to do. Just call in. It's only a few seconds. Just call in and represent your business. Represent who you are. Give a shout out to a mom, a niece, a nephew that may be going through something. And, you know, it's quarantine, but you know what? This is the place where you can come, feel comfortable, get you a glass of wine, maybe a glass of water, you know, put that book away, listen to the Queen Diva. You know what I'm saying? She got you. You know what I'm saying? Like she always says, boy, if you don't got your life, you better go to that train station. You better go to that train station, buy you a ticket, and have you a seat.
Absolutely.
And get your life.
Oh,
get
like
your
a Grammy.
Get your
that's
life.
Like a Grammy. You heard the music. That's like Grammy. Okay.
Yeah. Y'all doing me that?
Oh, I cannot.
That is like the Grammy. But I appreciate
y'all.
I love y'all, and I will always love y'all, and I thank y'all for just being in my corner. You know, Uncle DJ B1, the Queen Diamond Diva, the authoress, Carolyn B. Go get her book. It's still out there. You know what I'm saying? I have it. So, but, you know, just listening, you know what I'm saying? But I love you guys. You guys are the best. Thank you. Every single time you guys do a show, it's rocking. It's bracking. You guys are Ace Town's finest. And, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't even have a career if it wasn't for Diversity of the Minds Radio Network because – You guys actually helped me start my career. I've been doing shows.
Hold up your trophy. Hold up your trophy. And say goodnight to the people until we come back on, all right?
Yes. The next person.
You already know. magic, okay?
We got your other nephew, your other cousin.
Listen, can we go to because my hand bit on this button for a minute. Can we go to just a small commercial break so I can play this one track?
Yes.
And that's gonna end us out. All right, and then because we still got people listening into the station, all right? So you guys are everything that y'all are saying, we still got people listening, okay? So we're gonna go to a commercial break and we're gonna play this one track, and then when we come back, we're gonna have my baby. All right, and I call him Terrence. That's just what I call him, okay? Fuck out of here, okay? He's coming on the airwaves, and he's going to bless you guys with his powerful, powerful spirit, all right? Right here on Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio. Tupac, it's checkout time. Somebody got to go to bed because they got to go to work in the motherfucking morning, okay? I'm saying.
Checkout time.
Don't hold that shit.
Hey, what time
up.
Is it, nigga?
We ain't got time for it.
Shit,
I ain't taking
o'clock.
It.
What time is it, nigga?
Checkout time, nigga. Hey, call Terrell, call Dad, bro. Call Shug, call all the niggas out there. Tell the valet, bring the hands around. Corrupt, y'all niggas driving, y'all flying back. What's up,
man? I'm rolling, man. Fuck that.
Hey, Psych, nigga, come on, man. Get up out the bathroom, fool.
Fuck
that. I lost some money, nigga.
Aw, nigga.
Damn. Now I'm up early in the morning, breath sinking as I'm yawning. Just another sunny day in California. I got my mind focused on some papers while I'm at the sexy capers. Give a holler to the moochies last night and tried to break the sweeties rap. Lyrics fakers, plus room all up in Vegas. I'm a boss player. Death before I let these bitches break us. Last night was like a fantasy. Alice and Hennessy, a hoochie and a homie dirty dancing with my man and me. Told her I was interested. Picture all the shit we did. I kinda hot and horny all up on me. What a freaky bitch. First you argue, then I fight it. See you lick me wherever I like it. Got a nigga all excited. It don't matter, just don't bite it. I never got to check out the scene. Too busy trying to dig a hole in your jeans. Now it seems it's checkout time.
Gotta go, gotta go.
Yeah, baby. It's checkout time. Gotta go, nigga, gotta go.
Y'all know what time it is.
Come on, man, get your bags, man. Call that bell, motherfucker.
On the count,
get a nigga shit. Cause we out this month.
They labeled me an outlaw, so it's time for the panty raid. My fantasies came true. We're standing on the men I escapaded. Did it all in too soon. All the homies running through the hall, room to room. So I assume since I'm a player like my nigga Psych, then it's only right for me to disappear into the night. My game's trump tight, so I find time to recline. Sneak in your room, instant massage, sip wines of all kinds. I ain't got that much time, so hurry up and pop the dime and let me hit it from behind. Since I'm only here for one night, I got to get you hot and heated. Play like Michael Jackson and beat it. One more thing I like to mention. I'm done and I'm out cause there's someone else who deserves my attention. So all the homies round up in the lobby. Cause busting bitches is a hobby. Nigga, it's checkout time. Hey yo man, hey where the fuck is Dad at, man? Hey
yo,
nigga locked up with something.
Yo,
don't even wanna leave. Yo man, checkout time. It's time to get out this motherfucker. See them bitches? We out, man.
I'm living the life of a boss player. The front desk calling, but I'm checking out later. My behavior's crazy, what you did to me, baby. If walls could talk, they'd say you tried to fade me. I'm putting in work, but didn't hurt from the jacuzzi to the bed. Caressing your thoughts, cause I'm living fed. Heard what I said? Passion is crashing the room. From the liquor we consume, I heard a boom. I'm blacking out, you yelling out, Big Psych Daddy. We did it in the caddy on the highway, my way. I'm lost in the dream, so it seems to be the night. Five bottles of crisp and when I'm still tight. Out of sight from pocket corrupt. As I get it up, once the doors close, you're stuck. In a heady, sticky situation. Get up, baby. You ain't on vacation. It's checkout time. Hey, it's checkout time. Hey, Pac. Nigga, where my motherfucking... Where my shoes go, nigga? Where my motherfucking drawers and shit at, man? Where y'all niggas was in partying too fucking much? Fuck y'all doing, nigga? Go tell Daz, man, and Bogart and the rest of them niggas, come on, man. Niggas is tripping, man. Front desk all calling me, telling me to get the hell out of here, man. I ain't got no more money. Somebody loan me a hundred.
go, we gotta go, we gotta go. All right, so all of those that have tapped out from this show tonight, all right, we love y'all, and we had to go. But now we are in the back room, and if you have made it from the beginning to the end, you have officially joined the after party, all right? That's what we do over here sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Me and DJ B1, we do it randomly where we, you know, take our show into the after hours where we're just talking about all kinds of shit and just shooting it up, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. So if you made it here, you're about to hear some real shit, and maybe you may hear some shit that you think is a bunch of shit. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But you're here in the back room. Enjoy the show. DJ B1, you are here in this motherfucking back room, all right? And I also got my cousins. They are here as well in the back room. They made it all the way to the end.
You already know what to do.
What's going on, Mr. Terrence? That's
DJ.
What I call him.
That was good. It's your boy, Ferris One, TJ. You know.
Yeah.
Mr. Speak the Truth.
Hi, honey.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I sound like one of them brothers, man. I just be in the club and all that, speaking poetry and all that, snapping my fingers every time I speak some truth and all that.
Already,
I did want to speak about something, though, that's really been, I think, that everybody's really going through right now, you know? And,
hey, well, you're in the back room.
All right, for sure. I feel like we should speak about this tomorrow, but I was, and it won't be long, but I was speaking about, like, these fucking vaccines, you know?
Oh, my God.
And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you know I'll be hitting some deep topics and all that, and I feel like there's a lot of dumbass people out there, no offense to y'all and all that, but that don't do enough adequate research, and you know you have people posting up pictures saying like, hey, I just got the vaccine, and you know I got my free In-N-Out card or I got my free Krispy Kreme donut, and they're making it seem like it's fun, but it's like you're not thinking about the fucking effects that we're having your body for the next
right.
year to 10 years and stuff like that, you know, and
exactly.
this is something that needs to be spoken about, you know, is, mm-hmm. you know, people believe anything that they hear or see on TV or social media, and they got celebrities right now promoting these vaccinations, and there's been a lot of fake vaccinations been given out. Like, for instance, you put the president on TV, right, and you make it seem like he's taking a shot, and then the needle's not actually going into his arm. You know,
I see. Oh,
people,
my gosh. I thought I was the only one that caught that. Yes.
No, you weren't. You weren't. And it's so frustrating because it's like there's a report, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but you guys can see this on the tomorrow's news, that 265 people in Michigan caught COVID again from these vaccinations. So it's a lot. And this is in the state of Michigan, and it became a lot worse than what it was before. And so, and it's the fact that it's like people, you know, at the end of the day, people need to do their fucking research, and these doctors and nurses are not going to tell you what's in it. They're just going to tell you it's for free. But we all remember the experiments, the Sydney experiment, and they gave us polio, and they put syphilis and AIDS and STDs in the hood and stuff like that, African-Americans and other diseases and stuff like that, to eliminate or eradicate African-Americans and stuff like that. So I'm one of those woke brothers out here that's not going to take the vaccination. I don't believe in this shit because it has not been out more than a year. It's been out less than 6 months,
absolutely.
And all of a sudden it's safe to take. So.
But listen, my thing is that they can't find a cure for diseases that's really killing us. You know what I'm saying? Like cancer and AIDS and all this stuff. They're not able to find cures for that. But you are quickly able to find a cure for the coronavirus. That's the type of shit that you have to have your third, and let me speak. That's the type of shit that you have to have your third eye open on. You know what I mean? Because we all got a third eye. All right, some of them motherfuckers is closed. All right, and we're just working on the two eyes that we see here on earth, you know what I'm saying? But you got to really open up your third eye and see a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? And that little comment that you just made a few minutes ago that I commented on briefly about the president taking this shot, and I'm sitting here, I seen that shit, and I thought my eyes was deceiving, because I really did, because I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, they didn't shoot that shit all the way in his arm, and I didn't see, you know, them on the news shooting some other, you know, shooting this same shit in somebody else's arm, and you literally got blood coming out, you know what I'm saying? So, but they didn't shoot, they didn't put that needle in his arm, and I really have to agree and say that. I'm going to speak up. They did not.
It's a fact that, and I'm going to keep it real, like I did in my IG live today. I said, like, a lot of people are fucking sheep. They believe anything and everything the government tells them. The government pays these celebrities millions of dollars and these companies millions of dollars and stuff like that for social media influence and stuff like that to let them know. Oh, I took the vaccinations, but 2030 or 2035, whenever, in the near future, it's going to be a fucking commercial talking about, have you ever took the COVID-19 vaccination in 2021?
Wow. Yeah.
And if you did, then there might be some compensation for you. You don't know if it's going to cause cancer. You don't know if it's going to cause hepatitis B. There's people that caught cerebral palsy from this, these vaccinations and stuff like that, and they fucking have undermined this information and stuff like that. Matter of fact, that was an African-American, Nigerian woman who found the cure to COVID-19. And they shut her down and they locked her up. We have not heard shit from her. Once I get the name, I will let you know. You can put that out there with your audience.
Are you serious?
And it was pretty much just like Dr. Sebi. It was a high concentration of vitamin C per day. And you focus on your immune system. It's not something like you need. How many people have survived from COVID-19 that were sick? And it was just like the fucking flu. You know, and they start lying about these fucking cases and deaths and stuff like that, and it's all about population fucking control.
Hey,
but people are so damn stupid and retarded. I'm saying it like that. It is. People are fucking retarded. They believe anything. Like, if I say that, if the government comes out and says, all right, aliens are real. Aliens are definitely real. They're in the form of Asian people. Who are people going to attack? Asians. That's why we have this little shit that's going on right now with the Asian Americans getting attacked by different races, you know, because Donald Trump had put out, he's called it the Chinese virus or something like that. And that's the reason why we have the issues and problems that we have now. And y'all check out tomorrow's show, because, you know, this definitely will be more elaborated on. You know, it's like that. I always keep saying that as much as fun as we're having and as much as we're having these conversations about anything and everything else, right now it's the most important in life, because our freedom is being tampered with. If you are a person that had STD,
it really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If a person has an STD or herpes or anything or whatever the case is, and you have to fuck around and get these vaccinations, right? They're going to require you to have a vaccination passport. Which means that you can't.
I was going to touch on that.
Can't go shopping. Can't go traveling. Can't go. Come on, please tell me this ain't the motherfucking mark of the beast. We talked about this before.
You took the word right out of my fucking mouth.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the same fucking thing just the other day, and our governor here of Texas, he shut that shit down. You know what I'm saying? He shut it down. He's like, no. You know what I'm saying? That's invading people's fucking privacy. You know what I'm saying? And their rights. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he didn't, you know, he denoted. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucking passport shit. Fuck out of here. But I already see where we're going. Well, I see where we're going with that. You're not going to be able to go into a grocery store and purchase food.
Yeah.
If you, because this coronavirus thing has just really damaged people's motherfucking brain cells, okay? Now, all of a sudden, now everybody then got scared because the media is being used. The media is being used as the motherfucking bullet.
My phone is dying. But I want to the people out there, I do want to continue this conversation within the next show, because it's something that you guys have to understand. It is our freedom. It is our birthright to keep some things that are secret safe. And
absolutely.
DJ B1 and the Queen Diamond Diva, you know what I'm saying? Authoress Carolyn B. You know, they will keep rocking with you guys, keep putting the truth out there, keep giving you guys good music, giving you guys good conversations, giving you guys good, great, excuse me, amazing content that you guys can always come home to. When you guys are feeling stressed, when you guys need something to listen to at work, when you're at home and you don't want to deal with somebody, just put your earphones on, tune into the Diversity of the Minds Network, and just relax. Have your little glass of wine, have your dinner, and just lay back and relax and let us tell you the truth. Listen to some good music. They have it all. DJ B1 be on the turntables. The Queen Diamond Diva, you know what I'm saying, from Texas. You know, the Queen of the Radio is what I like to call her. Just tune in.
Aww.
But I do have to go, guys, because my phone is dying, unfortunately. And I would love to continue
okay,
this conversation tomorrow.
We just be in the building tomorrow night because that is our Thursday night shenanigans show. So be in the building, and we're going to pick this shit up where we're leaving off right now.
I sure will.
All right. No doubt.
Thank you.
No
Thank
doubt.
You guys so much for having me and my brother. I appreciate you guys so much.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Problem.
It's always love. All right, y'all. Hey, listen, that's the kind of show that you guys y'all should be preparing yourself for tomorrow night. If they're in the building, you know what I'm saying, we're going to rock it out. You know, if something happens or they can't show up, because, you know, everybody got things going on. But at the end of the day, me and DJ B1 is going to be here like we always is on a Thursday, and we're going to bring the business, and we're going to talk about things like this because this has definitely been something that has been on my mind, as well as, you know, DJ B1's mind. We've talked about these things. It's definitely going to be some eye-opening conversations that we'll be talking about tomorrow. Right, DJ B1?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he brought up a great subject, you know, that we probably can debate tomorrow night. And we definitely want to talk about this because I'm you know, it's so many levels of what he said that you
it is
out there, I'm talking about you out there that's listening in or going back into the archives, that, you know, it's so many things that, you know, we go back and, you know, 10 years later they were like, if you did this and here's the side effects, and you know, you got a lawsuit going on and all of that. And, but, hey, I'm with that, you know. So, tune in
absolutely
tomorrow night, y'all. Yeah, for real. That's a real
absolutely
good subject.
And it is. And he's right. You know, I'm saying that, you know, it's something that we need to talk about. But, you know, before I even build any shows on this radio station, I already have in mind of where I'm going to take the show. And that is definitely something that we were going to point to on tomorrow night and just take it a little bit further, you know what I mean, because it needs to be discussed. A lot of us are asleep as black people, you know what I'm saying? And I understand, you know what I'm saying, there's, you know, other Caucasian people that are probably listening to the show at some point in time, and it's really no offense to them, but I'm really talking about our black people, because we have been in a struggle. We've been through some shit, right? And so, and it makes no sense for our eyes not to be open to what's really going on before us. We have to be aware. And even if you don't do anything with what we're going to give you tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, even though you heard a little dose of that tonight, but there's more to come. Even if you don't grasp it right then and there, just take it and put it in your pocket and save it to where one day your eyes is going to open up and you're going to have that stone in your pocket and you're going to take it out and say, damn, you know what I mean? I'm glad I kept this stone because they showed me, they told me how to deal with this shit. You see what I'm saying? So however it goes, the information is going to be there tomorrow. Our insights is going to be there. Now keep in mind, we're not always 100% right about what we're talking about at times, okay? So I want y'all to get that straight right now. We're not always 100% sure about what we're talking about, but we do our research, and not only that, we look at the news. Fuck media. Even though, yeah, the news is the media, but I'm talking about to a certain degree of understanding. Even if they say one thing, you know what I'm saying, we go in and we do our research on that. But again, not 100% always accurate. So, hey, feel free to call in and correct us, okay? But that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that and then some, all right? We're going to even be talking about and discussing DMX tomorrow. Keep him in your prayers, guys. Keep him in your prayers as well as all of our brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, cousins, babies, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, whoever is in need of serious prayer tonight. Keep them there. Keep them there. When you lay down and say your prayer to God, make sure that you add them in there, all right? Add them in your prayers because we are all brothers and sisters on this earth, whether we want to believe that or accept it or not. That's what we are. So we got to pray for each other, all right? And DMX, he's in our prayers as well as everybody else. We love you guys, and I'm going to turn it over to DJ B1 so he can say his final good night, and we're going to end the show for tomorrow night. Until tomorrow night.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know what I'm saying, you know, one of my mentors, musical mentors, I should say, one of my musical mentors is George Clinton. He put out a song that's called Think. It's not illegal yet. Now, we becoming now, you know, we come into this point to where your thinking is illegal. So that's where, you know, that's where we're going now. And, you know, and whatever you think, if you're intelligent enough to think, then you should be able to think what you want to think. Now, hey, being real brief on this subject, which TJ brought up, 10 years from now, 11 years from now, you know, those commercials that y'all see about asbestos or these different drugs and the side effects, this, that, and the other. Hey, I wish everybody get the damn shot, but I'm not one of them. Okay, but, you know, if that means we get back to normalcy, everybody take the shot. Cool, for right now. But 10 or 15 years later, tomorrow night, we'll talk about that, and I'm done with that.
And that's exactly what we're going to do because it's going to go a little bit deeper than just, you know what I'm saying, you know, these possible advertisements and stuff that we may see on TV 10 years later or 5 years later or whatever. It goes way deeper than that as well because it's easier to say that than to literally be walking in a situation to where it's like, okay, I haven't taken the shot, right? But these are all of the things that are against me right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm strapped. What do I do? You know what I'm saying? And so and that's where we're about to get deep at, right?
Yeah.
That's where we're going to get deep at. So I want to talk about all of those things tomorrow, DJ B1, as well as our cousin, our cousins, possibly if they come on the air. If not, we're going to still give y'all the same show we always give y'all, all right? All right, so we love y'all. We're going to get out of here. Trust me, we all. All right, but we love y'all, man. We're going to get out of here. We're going to get prepared for tomorrow night's show. We hope y'all are in the building with us. And thanks again. If you are from the front to the back right now and you can hear us, thank you for plugging into the station. We really appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts. Keep God first in everything that you're doing. You can never go wrong. Peace, love, and happiness.
Good night.